About half of Nigerians are Muslim and half are Christian. Recently, people from the two religions have come together in support of a new law that criminalizes gay organizations and punishes gay marriage with up to 14 years in prison. Pastor Simon A.S. Dali is president of the youth wing of the Christian Association of Nigeria.
Nigeria is a religious country, and we are religious people. And we agree with the president on this issue. I think this is one of the best things the president has done this year for us. Because, you know, we are culture people as Africans. And to us, man marry man, is an unculture.
Western governments and rights organizations have widely condemned the law, saying it violates rights guaranteed by Nigeria's constitution, as well as international law, and has led to witch hunts. Human rights activist Ifeanyi Orozulikki says it has always been illegal and dangerous to be gay in Nigeria, but the law has led to a surge of hostility.
People have been arrested in different states, and then there have also been lots of hate speeches coming from both religious leaders and the general population.
11 men are on trial in northern Nigeria under the law, and Amnesty International says arrests have been made in 4 other states, with police working off long lists of names. Orozulikki says a small network of activists in Nigeria are trying to keep each other safe and gain support through awareness campaigns on Twitter and Facebook. The increase in anti-gay rhetoric, he says, has also increased the number of attacks on gays.
Yeah, we are always on the alert, you know. We are talking here and there, making phone calls, confirming to be sure that people are okay wherever they are, and following up situations.
But in this town, activists say that because the law criminalizes anyone who provides service for gays or supports gay groups, the list of people who could be arrested under the law is long and varied. This man, who does not want his face shown on camera for safety reasons, says the law could have other consequences in Nigeria, like increasing HIV rates among gay men and eventually the general population.
You're driving them more underground. They will not be able to access health services. And the very few handful organizations that actually provide and even trying to provide this, you know, support, like HIV treatment and awareness and education to gay community. We also want to go underground.
As Nigeria battles insurgency in the north and militancy in the south, he says, the passing of this law appears to be a political move in advance of elections next year. Supporters of the law say it reflects Nigerian values and the values of God. Heather Murdoch for VOA News, Abuja.